FBI tactic fails to end standoff. Good morning, I'm Regina Burns for Kix 106 News, brought to you by Christ United Methodist Church. Federal agents have sent a loud and clear message to David Koresh and his Branch Davidian cult members in their compound near Waco, Texas. Agents last night used loudspeakers to ask the cult to surrender. The reply on the cult's loudspeaker, which may or may not have been Koresh, was, quote, "I am not coming out until my message gets out," end quote. Diversity in the workplace is vital to the success of today's businesses, according to Harvard Medical School Associate Dean of Student Affairs, Dr. Alvin Poussin.
I think a white male business owner should care about diversity because for business reasons. We're dealing in a global economy. The workforce is very diverse, becoming more diverse with Latinos and Asians and black Americans. And I think if they want to get the most productiveness out of workers, if they want to have the kind of marketing expertise, if they want to be able to effectively work with all different kinds of people in the workplace, then they have to know something about diversity.
Poussin has authored several books and served as a consultant to the Cosby Show that ran on NBC. He talked about diversity last night at Harding Academy. Tennessee Congressman Harold Ford's retrial on bank and mail fraud charges is recessed for the weekend. Government witnesses testified last week that Ford only began paying back loans given him by C.H. and Jake Butcher after the Butcher banking empire collapsed. An old-fashioned debate is the theme of tomorrow's Otis Hicks Dutch Treat Luncheon to be held at Jerry Lee Lewis's Bill Street Club. The luncheon will feature the chairman of the Shelby County Democratic Party pitted against the vice chairman of the local Republican Party. They'll face questions from reporters representing the Commercial Appeal, the Tri-State Defender, and the Memphis Flyer. This newscast has been brought to you by Perceptions, a sharing of ideas from Christ United Methodist Church. Up next, sports traffic and Jim Jagger's weather. I'm Regina Burns for Kix 106 News at 7:01. St. Jude founder dead. Good morning, I'm Regina Burns for Kix 106 News, brought to you by Christ United Methodist Church. 77-year-old actor and comedian Danny Thomas has died of a heart attack in Los Angeles. Thomas was stricken at his Beverly Hills home. A spokesman for Cedars-Sinai Medical Center says Thomas was pronounced dead shortly after 2 a.m. Pacific time. On Monday in Memphis, Thomas talked about his life and how he founded St. Jude Children's Research Hospital 29 years ago. He came to Memphis to celebrate the hospital's anniversary and to promote his new book. In what may have been his last interview, Thomas talked with me about his life's passion.
When you look back at what's happened, tell me what you think.
Well, what can you think? I'm, flabbergasted. Whoever dreamed? As I've said it 1,000 times, if I ever thought we'd come this far, I would not have tried it. I mean, thought that we could come here. No way. There's miracles happen here. Scientific, medically proven facts, but they're miracles. No question about it.
What are your thoughts about the war, sir?
I hate to even think about it or talk about it. We got a lot of friends over there. Nature is very hostile, ma'am. Man is ridiculous. It's terrible that they're going to slaughter each other like that. Terrible. But they've been doing that for thousands of years. Nothing's going to change that.
The entertainer was born in 1914 in Deerfield, Michigan. He began his career in Chicago nightclubs, and when things started to go sour for him, he promised St. Jude Thaddeus that he would build him a shrine. He fulfilled that promise when St. Jude opened in 1962. His television ventures include the All-Star Review and the Danny Thomas Show. Thomas was warmly received when he talked about his life Monday at St. Jude as he signed copies of his new book, Make Room for Daddy. Danny Thomas, dead at the age of 77. President Bush's nominee for Education Secretary faces tough questions at his Senate confirmation hearing today. Former Tennessee Governor Lamar Alexander is expected to easily win approval, but senators are expected to grill him on his views on minority scholarships. This newscast has been brought to you by Perceptions, a sharing of ideas from Christ United Methodist Church. Up next, sports traffic and Jim Jagger's weather. I'm Regina Burns for Kix 106 News at 7 o'clock.
A library in San Jose, California was